You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
For his glory. So I think about this, you know, that you talk about those pastor meetings that we come together for different things. I got to wear a nickname though, because this is what people will do. They go, what are you doing? Oh, well, I'm doing this. And the other says, what are you doing? I'm doing this. And that was, what are you doing? I'm doing this. I call them doo-doo meetings. There's no relationship.
I don't go to
and it's all about do. Much. And it's like, I better be doing more than I was last time, because they're going to ask me if I'm doing less.
I want to go and pray.
Then I'm less valuable because I lost my pile of do.
Then it's going to bring us together. Yeah. It's prayer and true relationship. True.
Just caring.
And not about what we do, but who we are, and it be either working on a depth of relationship with another pastor or leader, and working in a place of prayer. You call me to me. I mean, I'll have lunch with you and things like that, and I like that. Obviously, I eat my share of pasta. Yeah. But I'm looking a whole lot more. So let's get into prayer meeting. Let's pray and see what God's going to do. Let's pray together. Yeah. We may pray different.
Okay.
We may worship different.
Okay.
But I want to pray with you.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we need to be about prayer.
Yeah.
We need to be people of prayer.
Yeah.
You know what? Every prophet, before they're really a prophet, they're an intercessor. Mm. And real prophets build altars. Mm. They build altars in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to build an altar in our heart as a priest and as a prophet. We need to keep wood on the altar.
Right.
We need to build these altars in our heart. And wherever we go, we need to build altars. If we called into the marketplace, build an altar.
Right.
An altar is that place of sacrifice, that place of prayer,
right?
That place where the fire comes down and tries you for who you are.
Right.
We need to build altars wherever we're at.
Right.
And prayer is such a meaningful part. Before you're a prophet, you're an intercessor.
Right.
And if you're a prophet, you're a priest.
Right.
And if you're a priest, what kind of priest are you?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing with your hands?
Right.
If you're a priest, you want to lay hands on somebody to heal them?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with your hands away from there?
Right.
Hey, what are you doing with your mouth?
Yeah.
If you're really a priest, then take the coals and the wood that's on the fire or on the altar and put it on your lips and watch what you're saying. What are you watching on television? What are you listening to? You know, what gates are you walking through?
Right.
What kind of coarse joking are you doing? Come on, let's purify this thing.
Right.
The fire of God is not about, the fire of God is the fire of God that tries you and gets away all that stuff and lets the gold and silver come.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're going to be a priest, be a real priest.
Right.
You know, it says we're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Right. If you're a priest, everybody says yes to Jesus, becomes a priest. They become a priest, a royal priest. They need to be a priest in their home, a priest in the workplace. If you're going to be a priest, be a real priest.
Right.
Be a real priest to get out of this thing.
Yes.
You know, I see some people leaping out. Well, go ahead and leap out.
Yeah.
But you know what? For me,
yeah.
I want to be a priest. He called me to be a priest.
Right.
I want to be the kind of priest who puts wood on the altar. I want to be the one that purifies my mouth. I want to try to live holy before God the best I can. Not perfect.
Right.
Not perfect. I believe he's looking for excellence.
Yeah.
And that's the best that you can do, period. And I have to stay open to the cross, stay open to repentance.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a man, and all men sin and fall short of the glory of God.
Right.
You know, but it's a purifying process and a holiness process, and we need to walk holiness.
Right.
And we need to begin to call sin, sin.
Right.
And we need to call good, good, and evil, evil.
Right.
He's dropping the line, and he's calling for prophets that are going to be real and speak truth.
Right.
And you're going to see an unveiling and a revealing.
Mm.
He's going to reveal some things in the hearts of people and in the life of leaders that are going on in the church.
Right.
Some of them know more a priest than a man in the moon.
Right.
Don't think of who it is at the pulpit. Let's see what kind of life they're living.
Right.
Let's see if they're really living for God.
Good.
Let's see them away from the scene. Let's see them in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Let's see what their lifestyle's like.
Yeah. Jesus talks about, you know, Matthew chapter 7, that where people are just looking at the gifting. You know, Jim Baker wrote the book, I Was Wrong, because he saw these giftings take place, but then he'd go have dinner with them afterwards, and we think, like, they'd say the worst things. And he thought at that point that, well, I guess God accepts it because the gifts are flowing so well. And what he realized, what the book is entitled, I Was Wrong, it does matter what you do after you leave the stage, after you are who you are, you know, and that, but he says you can actually prophesy correctly. You can speak with authority of Jesus' name and things can happen. People get saved, you have mysteries, but you can say, I never knew you. So that altar you're talking about is personal, intimate, relationship, abiding relationship with the one that you say you're with and you're doing it on his behalf, right? That it's with Jesus.
I started a few years ago the International Coalition of Prophetic Leaders, and I gathered together prophets and walked together in the right alignment with the apostolic community, being prophetically influenced and apostolically led. As I gathered the prophetic people together, I'm also working with a group with Elizabeth Tam Fort called the International Young Prophets. And we're talking about the important things about being a prophetic voice. And he's looking for a pure stream. And he right now is purifying the entire prophetic community. He's hard at work. But not just the prophetic community, the pastoral community, the entire community of saints. I mean, there's a purification process that's going on. And it's actually going to be a good thing, because the purging is going to lead to something.
I want to encourage people that, because people can see that wrong and see that as God saying, I'm done with you, or you're saying that I'm condemning you, because I see people taking this season wrong versus saying, he's just confronting you. He's saying, this is in your life, you've had it in your life, it's time for it to go.
And it's repentance. All about reconciliation and restoration and restoring you.
Always preparing, even in the midst of 70-year sentence, he was talking to Israel, and this is what I'm going to do when you come back. Here he is, he was sending them away to Babylon. Jeremiah's going, God's sending you away. But listen, in 70 years, I'm going to pick you back up, and we're going to do this, and I'm going to bless you. People are going to call you blessed. He was already talking about repentance and preparing a place. But even though they were going away for a time of discipline, he was already thinking about what it's going to be like when they come back.
Yes.
So he's all about restoration.
He's always about that. And, you know, we're having, right now, we're going through an identity crisis in the church. That's why the world is going through an identity crisis.
Right.
And God is taking the church apart and putting it back together. He's turning it upside down so it'll be right side up. And he's revealing some things right now to us and how we handle it. And we see people, particularly people in leadership, before they can be a leader, they have to be a real disciple.
Right, first.
So we need to see the discipleship walk. Are they truly a disciple of Christ?
Right.
And if we see that discipleship walk in them, and then they're leading, and something happens where they fall. It's not about restoring them to ministry. It's about restoring them to Christ.
So important.
That they would be a right disciple again.
Yeah.
And ministry is something completely
different. Byproduct of a disciple.
A byproduct of that. First things first.
Yeah.
Let's be disciples. Let's be priests. You know, let's set the foundation.
Right.
Let's go back to the intimate, relational things of God.
Right.
Go back to the purity and the walk of the Word of God.
Right.
Let's go back to the foundational truths that we were built on.
Right.
And that the church was built on. And something wonderful.
Russ, I just feel like somebody's watching right now. And maybe you went through a time where you fell. You know, it's, a righteous man falls seven times and gets back up again. But instead of restoring you in your personal relationship with the Lord, they restored your ministry. So you were broken, you were not fully healed, and they just said, you got to be here, you're the worship leader, you got to be here, you're the pastor, you got to be here, you're the apostle, whatever it is. And that you skipped what Russ just talked about, which is God loves you, he cares about you. All that came from the overflow. So now you're doing this ministry and you're broken, you're just degraded, and you're isolated, and you're going, I think about Kirk Franklin, he was singing, he was going from church to church, and he was dying. And people just wanted his gift. They didn't want, they didn't ask him. He was addicted to pornography. He was struggling. He didn't know what was going on, but people just like, sing, do your thing, preach, do your thing, prophesy. You know, and I think about, you know, Rick Joyner and his spiritual father. They weren't even thinking about him because he was such a good prophet and he delivered, but he was struggling personally. They never thought to look past his gift and say, how are you doing?
Yes.
You know, and so I want to encourage you, if that's you, if you got somebody restored your place of position, but they didn't restore you as your position and God's a disciple, you know, pause, put everything on pause and get back to God. He loves you. He don't want what you do. I call that hoodoo. You think you are by what you do. People think you are by what you do. It's like, you know, hoodoo. But you got to get back to him because that's where your joy is. That's where your passion is. That's where your purpose is. You know, and everything else you just kind of run out and do that outside of your abiding relationship with God. I want to encourage you too, begin to abide with God again. You know, a lot of people want to abide, but they just don't have a simple plan. We have a plan for you. It's free. You go to iabide.org and request your simple plan. It'll come to you right in your email. People have requested it from countries all around the world. It's to begin that simple abiding relationship, that intimate. He says, apart from abiding in him, you could do nothing. But abiding in him and his word abiding in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. You'll bear much fruit. This is your whole purpose. And so I want to encourage you, go to iabide.org and join the many people around the world that requested that abiding plan. We put it together just for you to begin your walk again with God, to refresh that awesome presence of the Lord. And a lot like Russ talked about, you know, going into gratitude and thanksgiving and his anointing and getting into the glory of God. I mean, that's just very, very exciting. So go there now and request your simple abiding plan.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.